Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one tonight. Praise God. It's good to be gathered in His name. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews tonight. Hebrews chapter 10. And I really enjoyed Sunday night service. And I enjoyed the Sunday night before that. Brother Gary talked as well about the dream. I thought it was powerful. The both meetings really was powerful. And you know, I told you I had a problem with this ear for a while, and I went to the NE on Saturday night. It was a long wait from 9 o'clock to 2:30, and the doctor said I've damaged my ear. You can't see no wax in it, all you can see is blood in it. But you know, I got Samuel to pray for me on Sunday night, and I was walking down a field on Monday morning at 10 to 10 and the ear just opened. Really was suffering, to be honest with you. I could hardly hear a thing out of it, and it put oil in it, it put everything in it, and it made no difference to it. And at 10 to 10 on Monday morning it just came open, and it made some strange noises, so I don't know what happened with it. I know God touched it.
Amen.
How he done it I don't know, but I know God touched it, and it opened, and it's still opened, and I'm hearing perfect the night out of it. And that's one thing I've always had, is good hearing. I've really good hearing. The eyesight, I need the glasses, but I've always had good hearing, and I think to myself, my goodness, that's all I need, a bad ear. But God's a healer, isn't it? And I was wanting to get prayed for Sunday morning, and then it didn't work out. And I thought I'd get prayed for Sunday night, I don't want to miss it. And sometimes, you know, when you feel led to get prayed for, you should get prayed for. And I felt led to get prayed for, and I got prayed for. And God answered prayer. Amen. Let's start our feet while we read from verse 19 to verse 25, and I won't be long tonight. Just to talk a wee bit about faith and confession, and not the confession with a priest. I should say confessed rather than confession. Amen. Verse 19, Hebrews 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful and promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Let us just bow for a word of prayer. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for this great privilege which is ours tonight, because you are the high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And the veil is rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the way is made into the holiest of holies, the new and living way by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we thank you that our conscience is clear because of the blood, and our bodies are washed by the washing of the water of the word. Lord, wash us afresh with your word tonight. Cleanse us afresh with your blood tonight. Forgive us every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. Sanctify us and fill us with your spirit afresh tonight in Jesus' precious name. Speak to your people from your word. Encourage them, strengthen them, and bless them. Help us to have faith that you're going to do it, Lord. Forgive us our unbelief. And Lord, help us to believe, for we know that you have given every one of us a measure of faith.
Yes.
Help us to use it and operate in faith, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Meet the need of everyone in this room tonight. It's financial, spiritual, physical. Lord, you are the great provider. You're our provider. We look to you tonight. You promised us that if we bring our tithes into the storehouse and prove you, that you'll pour us out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough even to contain it. Lord, this is your word. You said, pressed down and running over the top. Lord, you furnished the table in the wilderness. You're the great provider. You're the one that can do it. And we're looking to you tonight to meet needs. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, I ask that the Holy Ghost will come upon us now. I take the Holy Spirit by faith in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, you undertake for me. I come against every work of the devil over this meeting, over every life in it, every home. And I ask that good be spoiled and brought to naught in the name of Jesus Christ. And that good will come upon your people. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Praise God. Faith and confession. Praise God. God wants us to faith. He wants us to believe Him. He wants us to believe His word. And hold on to it. Faith. Profession of faith. In this verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. The confession. Now when I'm saying confession, I mean what you're saying. When you confess something. I'm not talking about confessing to somebody as a priest. I'm talking about a confession of faith. Will you make a statement of a confession before an audience, before people, for you say something and you believe it. And when you say something and you believe it, it can happen. Because faith can make it happen. Amen. And God wants us to hold on to the profession of our faith. So what we're professing, we're to hold on to. Amen. And we're to contend for the faith. So sometimes you have to fight, but you're to hold on to it. It's a battle. Sometimes when you say I'm healed, the devil will give you a bit of trouble with that. Sometimes when you, it could be in anything at all, he'll try and make you change your mind on it. He'll bring things to pass that you think it's not happening. But then that's when you have to hold on to God. Hold on to God. For you know it says in Hebrews that God could swear no greater by swear by himself. By two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, that we might have strong consolation to lay hold upon the hope that sat before us. Which hope we have as an anchor.
Yes, amen.
So it can't move. We can move, but he can't. So we're not depending on what we can do. We're depending on what he's already done. We believe in it. And we're holding on to the perfection of our faith. We're holding on to the Lord. By faith. And the Lord's already got us anyhow. Amen. Yeah. Whatever it is we're praying for, we're to believe God for it. Amen. Believe God for it. Believe it's going to happen. Believe it's going to take place. Believe for the good. Believe for the finances. Believe for the blessing. Believe for the healing. Believe for the salvation. Believe God for it. Hold on to the profession. You know what it means? Profession is the same as confession. As I said, to say the same thing together. God wants you to say it and he wants you to believe it. Look at 1 Peter 4 and 11. Keep your finger in Hebrews. But 1 Peter 4 and 11. If any man speak, let him speak of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. So we're going to speak, it must be God's word basically. And if we're going to say it, it must be as God's led us to say it. We can't speak of our own words, they'll fail. But God says his word will never fail. He says the heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away, not one jot or tittle, till all be fulfilled. So God's words can't pass away. So when we're going to speak, we must speak the word of God. And we can only speak as God gives us the ability to speak. And we have no sufficiency of ourselves. The Bible tells us that. The Bible says our sufficiency is of the Lord. So anything that we have, whether we minister, or whether we are a helper, whatever we have in the way of gifts in the church of God, it's because God has given it. Not because we've done it. It's because the Lord's given it. The Lord's done it. Praise God. And we have to remember that. You know, in the Bible, what God said to was it Samuel or Saul, is to stay small in his own eyes. Amen. No matter how big things got, he was to stay humble and small in his own eyes, for the Lord that gave it can take it away. Amen. And it's God that gives it. Praise God. God can give us the blessing. Let him that doeth as of the ability which God giveth. But God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Faith here is hope. It's an earnest hope. It's a hope. And you know what Romans says in Romans chapter 5 as well? It says that hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The Holy Ghost is a gift of God. Not the gifts, but the gift now. There's gifts, but I'm talking about the gift. And you know Acts 2:38 says, repent ye therefore every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the gift of the Holy Ghost is eternal life. And I want to tell you tonight, when you've got the gift, the gifts are with the gift. Are you hearing me? It's like the fellow said about the shoes, and I've said it before. He said about the shoes, he said when he went in for a pair of shoes, he didn't ask for a pair of tongues. He asked for a pair of shoes, not tongues. But the tongues was in them. Mm-hmm. Amen. And I know people can talk about tongues that's wrong, and we all know that. We know that. But there's tongues that's right as well. Don't ever forget that.
Amen.
And don't forget that Paul said, forbid not to speak with tongues.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And tongues is for edification. For him that prayeth in an unknown tongue edifieth himself.
Yes.
Praise God. So thank God for the tongues.
Mm-hmm.
And there's real tongues. If you don't need to ask for the tongue, you need to ask for the shoes, as it were. The tongues is with it. Amen.
Amen.
So when you get the Holy Ghost, you potentially have the tongues. You know that?
Yes,
you have it. You potentially have it. Because when you get the Holy Spirit, everything's with the Holy Spirit. And God can lead you to speak in tongues, prophesy, any of the nine gifts.
Yes.
God can use whoever he likes, a sincere and earnest, God can use them. And Paul the Apostle tells us, covet earnestly the best gifts. Didn't the brother David now say for men to sing? He said about the Catholics, but he also said the Catholics, at least they had the back room for the gifts, but the Methodist churches didn't even have the back room for the gifts. They put them right out, threw them out completely. But I tell you, we want the gifts. Amen. We want the gifts of the Spirit, we want the Word of God, and if you're going to have all the Word of God, you're going to have gifts, because the gifts is in the Word of God.
Amen.
You can't divorce the gifts from this word, and you can't divorce the supernatural from this book, because this is a supernatural book, and from Genesis to Revelation, this is a miracle book, with gifts and signs and wonders, with dreams and visions and all sorts of manifestations of the power and the presence of Almighty God. Earnest expectation is saying what the word says. It is the word. Faith is dependent upon your confession. Your confession must be the word. So God will honor his word. When God speaks to you, when God really speaks to your word, it'll happen. But you have to believe it. Amen. God wants you to believe it. And when God speaks to your word and you really believe it, it'll happen. Praise God. But God wants our confession to be in the word. Just like getting saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's simple and it's true. It happens. And you call upon the Lord in simple faith, for by grace through faith he is saved. Now remember, this is an end time promise. People talk about end time evangelism and end time promises. Well, the book of Acts says it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the book of Joel quotes the same verse. So it's an end time promise that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you're saved by calling upon the name of the Lord. And you believe it. For by grace through faith you are saved. It's God's grace that led you. And it's God's grace that brings you. And then God gives you the faith to believe it. And you're saved. Now I said on Sunday morning, when you're saved once, you're always saved. You can't be saved and lost. For the Bible says, Jesus talking to the Father said, I thank you, Father, that none of I lost that thou hast given me. And the Bible goes further, it says we're engraved in the palms of his hands. He holds the very breath we breathe. God is our keeper tonight. God is not only our keeper tonight, God is our helper. For the psalmist David said, my help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Amen. So the Lord's my keeper and the Lord's my helper. And it goes even further in the New Testament saying that he is able to keep us against that day. The only true wise God, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. What we've committed, he keeps. Amen. We can't keep ourselves. The Lord keeps us. Not only will the Lord keep us, but the Lord will preserve us. For the psalmist David says, I thank you, Lord, that you preserved me from my enemies. Amen. So God keeps us and God preserves us and God sustains us. For he gives us the very breath we breathe. Profession, an open declaration of religious belief. And once we are saved, we say it. We say we're saved. We make an open declaration and say, I am saved. What's that mean? Him that confesses me before man, I will confess him before my Father in heaven. So when we confess the Lord, and just all we have to do is say, I'm saved, by the way, then he confesses us before the Father in heaven. You don't have to preach no big sermon. You just have to say, I'm saved. And that does something. Amen. And God likes his children to say, I am saved. You're professing it. You're saying you're a believer. Then when you get the Holy Spirit, say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Say it and believe it. And then when you want healing and you get prayed for, say, Lord, I'm healed. Say it and believe it too. It's the same thing. For it's the same faith, the same God, the same power of God. Praise God, the faithful work. Confess the statement of religious belief to acknowledge fully. And we have acknowledged fully tonight that Jesus Christ is our Lord. That God has raised him from the dead on the third day, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. He is Lord of all tonight. Praise God. 1 John 4:15 says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. So when you confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God is dwelling in you, and you're dwelling in God. You say, how am I dwelling in God? Because the Bible says we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Heirs with God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Amen. That's God's word. So the Lord's with us tonight. We don't have to go out and look for him. The Lord's with us. Not only are we in him and he's in us, that's what the word is just saying, but the Bible goes even further. It says, for two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord, that he's in the midst. And didn't we hear a wonderful sermon preached, God's chosen place of worship. Now God's chosen place of worship wasn't denomination A, or denominational B, or denominational C, or denominational the next letter. You can pick any and you want, that's what it said. But God's chosen place of worship is where God put his name. And God put his name in his own Son. And he says, many will come in their own name, him will they receive. But I came, Jesus speaking, in my Father's name. Jesus came in his Father's name. And that's God's chosen place of worship. For he is the gate, the door, the way, the life, the gate into the sheepfold. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. By me, ye may enter in. Praise God. Only through Jesus Christ. He's the only way. So his name's the chosen place of worship. When we're meeting in his name, we're meeting in God's favor, we're meeting in God's blessing, we're meeting in God's name. Look at this word, hope. To desire that something good will happen, with a certain expectation of attaining it, covenants, anticipation. God wants you to hope. Romans said, hope maketh not ashamed. So we're not ashamed because we have hope. Quite the contrary. Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. It's given to you. Take it. Amen. You can take it. You realize what I'm saying? Take the Holy Spirit. You say, take the Holy Spirit. William Branham said, you don't have to tithe for it, because he said it was poured out at Pentecost. So you don't have to wait for it to be poured out. The Holy Spirit was poured out at the day of Pentecost. And you can take the Holy Spirit by faith because it's been poured out. Now I know God can baptize you, and I know you can pray and wait and get it, and I believe all them things. But if you've got the faith, you can take the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will work. Amen. I believe that tonight with all my heart. I believe it can happen. I know it was a bold statement and quite a statement of wiggle worth saying. If God, if the Spirit doesn't move, I move the Spirit, because he has faith. You say, but he was Wigglesworth. But don't forget, the Bible says that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Yet he prayed earnestly that it might rain. It rained not for 6 months. Praise God. You know, I was thinking the other week on a statement, and I heard Albert Chambers talking about it. He said, people say God's no respecter no persons, and then they take a whole wrong concept of it. And he says God does respect the believer, different from the unbeliever. Amen. People say God's not a respecter of persons, and they throw it out over everything, but it doesn't mean it like that. Because when you have faith, God respects you, your faith. People that's out there that are not saved don't have that faith, they curse in the name of the Lord. Now God doesn't want that, but we don't do that. So God's respect. When we pray, God will have respect to it. Do you know that? Do you believe that? The Bible says he will, for his ears ever opened our cry. Amen. Now I don't want to go into that, that's an our message, but it was a blessing anyhow. God's no respecter of persons, but yet withal, when you live right before the Lord will bless you. Amen. No good thing will the Lord hold from them that walk upright before him. That's the word of the Lord. Praise God. Now Proverbs 18:21 says this: death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So there's death and life in the power of the tongue. You know, do you ever have somebody say something tell you and it just got at you? And then did you ever have somebody else say something tell you and it just left at you? Amen. You know, in this meeting there's people that's praying prayers and you mightn't even know it, but when you pray it, it lifted people. I can testify many a time when I come in here, and I'm telling you, I didn't feel like preaching or anything at all, and somebody prayed, maybe it would have been a sister. And they just prayed a simple prayer, but it done something for me. It lifted me. Because the right thing was said. Look at Harry Wright. It was powerful what David Nye said. He said, Brother Branham didn't speak the word. He said that she agreed with what he said, because what he said was the truth. She said, that's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. And he said to her, whatever you say to Honey Ray, it'll happen. She said, the salvation of my two boys. She said it. So God let her say it. Praise God. Amen. And God can let you say something if you believe it. Life and death in the power of the tongue. Praise God. And we want to be speaking the right thing. We want to know that we're speaking as God leads us to speak. Because the tongue, the Bible, you know, talks all about the tongue. That the tongue's one of the hardest members to rule. It'll take over. It says things it shouldn't say. Like we say here in Ireland, foot and mouth disease. Some people have it. Every time they open their mouth, they put their foot in it. Amen. It's true. You know, I know of a pastor recently, and he told me, he said to me that he had been at a funeral somewhere and some wee woman had got saved. And he got up at the pulpit the week after the funeral. It wasn't his funeral, but he was attending, and he knew the wee woman. And he just said, wasn't it great? She might have knew the things we knew, but she was saved. She believed in the Lord. And of course, foot and mouth took over. And a certain body, what they give that pastor was nothing ordinary. Pulled him right over at the end of the service and gave him the whole works. And it quotes it all for him. And informed them that the person wasn't saved at all. They were lost. Because they'd never hear till the message God had sent. Now here's the thing about it. My Bible says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent his Son. His Son. That's Jesus Christ. Into the world to seek and to save what was lost. Amen. Now that's the only way you can be saved, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can believe in whoever you want after that, but that will never save you. It's Christ and Christ alone that saves.
Amen.
But that certain body didn't want to hear that. They wanted them to believe in somebody else other than the Lord. Now I'm going to tell you tonight, that's Antichrist. That's what that is. That's supposed to say. There's no believing in somebody else other than the Lord to be saved. It's only through Christ we're saved. Now you can believe in the word of God's servants. They can give you a word, but it'll have to be to the Lord. How many other believers are there saying here tonight? I'll tell you, you see some of the saints no better than the Mormons.
That's right.
I'm telling you.
That's the truth.
They preach Joseph Smith. Mm-hmm. And another one has another man. We can't point to no man but Christ. Mm-hmm. And God's real true prophet said, I point you to Jesus Christ, not to me. Mm-hmm. But to Christ. And he said, people are not getting to Christ. Mm-hmm. And if they weren't getting them then, it's worse now, isn't it? But it's the Lord. But there was a whole big blow up and an explosion. Of course, that body left. She couldn't go back there no more because, you see, people were getting saved that didn't believe the message. Well, I'll tell you, it's some message when you take the Lord out of it, isn't it? You have no message. You have a mess, but not a message. A mess up, not a message. But I'm glad the message is Christ. My brother said it well here last week, didn't he? It is Christ, the Word. That's the real message, Christ. The real gospel is the message. There's no difference. Praise God for the message. The real message. This book here is full of the message. This is the message. You ever sing the song, I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. Many knows that song. Did any of you ever hear the sermon Brian Freeborn preach? The title of it's called The Message. I'll tell you, it's a choir sermon. Maybe if the Lord leads you, we preach it when he comes over. I don't know. I don't want to influence him to preach, but it's a good one. It's called The Message.
Yes.
Paul preached the message to the people. Paul's message was Christ. Philip preached the message to the people. Now, when you go over into the book of Acts, and here's how it reads. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and Philip preached Christ unto them. Unclean spirits come out crying out with loud voices. That's a fact it has.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you, there's a whole lot of stuff in the devil never bothers him. It couldn't bother him. It wouldn't affect him. There's no power with it. But there's power of God's word. So we had to be careful what we say, that it's God's word. Amen. It's good to have good wee sayings and all them with different wee things, but I'm telling you, God's word's power with. Amen. God says, my word will not return unto me void. In other words, God is saying when I send it out, it's going to do something. Amen. If you believe that's what God said. Doesn't God say that he watches over his word to perform it and bring it to pass? Didn't William Branham say, I could do nothing for you, but if he comes, and then he says, he's here. He's here now. Watch what he says. For he's never wrong. He says, I as a man would fail, but he can't fail. He's never wrong. Amen. The Lord's never wrong. But any man could be wrong. But the Lord's never wrong. Praise God. Whatever he says will come to pass, thank God. There's power in the words. God wants us as believers to speak right words, to say the right thing. We must speak the truth. God's words are truth. Look at James 3 and 3. Let's read from 3 to verse 12. Then I'm going to come to close because the time's gone. James chapter 3, verse 3 to 12. This is the verse I was thinking about, and it's in Proverbs as well, but here it is. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us. And we turn about the whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of the fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small hand, whithersoever the governor listeneth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasts of great things. Behold how great a matter a fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth in fire the courts of the nature, and is set in fire the fire of hell. Verse 7. For every kind of beast, of birds, of serpents, and of things in the sea, is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doth a fountain send forth the same place, sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, either vines, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. And that's the point. And I tell you, I was with a fellow one day, and he was telling me all how to live, and he was a powerful religious fellow. And I tell you, he was telling me, you shouldn't have this in your house, and you shouldn't have something else in your house. And he even went to another man's house, and he was going to clean his house up. And he got into this man's house, none of his business to do it. And he told him, you shouldn't have this, and you shouldn't have that, you shouldn't have something else, and you need to have a bonfire. And this is the way it went on. And he's got so religious. But I was walking across the yard with him, and he's not from here, you don't know him. So don't worry, he's from another country. And I want you, and I'm serious about that. But I was walking across his yard with him, and the next thing he's talking about these fellas, and the next thing he called them all sorts of names, and I mean cursing. And I looked at him, I thought his hearing things, and he done it again. And I thought to myself, there you are. Look how religious you are. And you're going to clean your brother's house up and tell him he shouldn't have this and he shouldn't have that. And you're ever so super holy, and now look what's coming out your same mouth. Cursing and swearing. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says it ought not to be so. Amen. Yes. I tell you, we need to yield our tongue to the Lord. How many believes it? Yes, that's why when a man's filled with the Holy Ghost, he speaks in another tongue. His tongue's topping over by the Holy Spirit of God. How many believes that? Hallelujah. I tell you something, I'm going to tell you this here tonight, the devil's on a mission to get tongues all stopped.
That's right.
I believe that. He doesn't want it because he knows. I'll tell you, every time when God's moved, the power of God comes. The devil doesn't want that. Amen. And you see, we want to have our tongue the way the Lord wants us to speak. We have to guard our tongue. It's like I told you last week, when Rambo stepped out of his car, he was going to take the whole world on and beat everybody. When I could have had a good fight with him, but I didn't bother. Never bothered. I let him, you know, what about it? I laughed at him. Amen. Did they do the right thing? And I'll tell you, sometimes you're better to hold your tongue. And I held my tongue. I could have said a whole lot to him, but I held my tongue. And he turned and off he went. Who was the fool, really? You know, there's a fellow who wore a t-shirt one time. And he walked down the street, and on the front of it says, I am a fool for Christ. And on the back it says, who's fool are you? Yeah. We want to be fools for the Lord. And we have to guard the tongue. All of us is guilty. I'm not saying I've never done things. I have. I've maybe said things and done things. But I haven't cursed nobody out. I've never done that I know of, from got saved. You know, my brother, he's not. I don't see him here tonight. But our Philip, he could have cursed now. I was only an amateur curser by him. He was some curser. He could have cursed. Now, this is true what I'm telling you. Now, when he could see it, me and him worked together in Green's Bakery. And the next day he come into work, the people noticed right away he stopped cursing, because he cursed every day. And they noticed he stopped cursing. And he never cursed after. And there's an old dry-hide brother, and I won't tell you some of the things he done, but he was a stinker. And I'm telling you, that's the truth now. Some of them's good, but some of them's bad. And I'm telling you, when he came in and he says to Philip, so are you not a sinner now? And Philip turned around and he says, I am a sinner saved by grace. Did me tell him the right thing? Yeah. Hey, I think he'd rather have it kept on cursing. You know, I had a man who preached and all, a great man. And he said to me one day, it would smash me up the walls. Because I showed him something in the Bible that was different to what he believed. And because he was embarrassed that I knew it in the scripture and me only saved and he didn't know it. It embarrassed him that much, he was going to give me a hiding. And he was going to beat me. And I was only saved. And I laughed at him. And I told him, I said, catch yourself on. Because I said, I tied one arm up for a pack. As the Uncle John used to say, I beat your own heart tied up a pack. That's what I told him. But You know what it was about? I tell him that a whale swallowed Jonah. And he said, no, it wasn't a whale, it was a great fish. I says, aye, but there's another wee verse says it's a whale. But he had never read it. But you see, isn't it true? All of us have been done things and said things maybe we shouldn't have. That's why we need to bring the tongue under control, just like the flesh. And yield it to the Lord. There's nothing like somebody yielding to the Lord and they start to speak in another tongue. As an oracle of God. And look in the Bible says, and the Spirit of God fell on them and they prophesied, and they were turned into a different man. That's God's word. Let's come and pray tonight and seek the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight, Lord, that we can believe in you and believe in your word. And Lord, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but he was strong in faith. And Lord, he's seen the outcome that Isaac was born. And even Sarah, which was in the tent, laughed. And she said in front of the Almighty One, I laughed not. And he said, she did. But Lord, tonight, even though she laughed, it come to pass. And many times we've wondered at your words and your sayings and how it could be done. But Lord, we know tonight when we take faith in your word that anything's possible. Help us, Lord, to yield our members to the Holy Spirit. Help us to yield our tongue to the Holy Ghost. Help us to yield our bodies to the Holy Ghost. Forgive us, Lord, even me tonight if I've said a wrong or amiss. Forgive us, sanctify us, Lord, and cover us with your blood. And help us to speak the truth as the oracles of God. Help us to say something that would help a brother or a sister, or speak to the lost man or a lost woman, that they might hear words of eternal life. Father, bless and strengthen your people in this room tonight. Bless your words to their hearts. Strengthen us. And oh God, move upon us, I pray. Help us to pray in the Holy Ghost. You said the true worshippers shall worship in spirit and in truth. Help us to pray in spirit and truth. Lord, I pray for all our children, every son and every daughter that's represented in this room tonight. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit will go to work it upon them. Let the power of God speak to them. Let the Holy Ghost move in them. Call them with your precious blood. Save them, Lord, we pray. Bring them in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray for the children that stand up on a Sunday and quote their verses. Lord, we know your word will not return void. Lord, I pray you'll bless their wee hearts. You'll touch their lives young. Cover them with your blood and save them every one young. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, we know your word will never return void. But there's power in the word of God. Let the Spirit of God come upon the word. And let it be quickened and made alive amongst us in inner lives and inner hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, for those here tonight seeking, Lord, a filling of the Holy Ghost. Lord, a gift of the Spirit, may you grant it to them. May they be filled with the Spirit, Lord. Every one of us afresh want the Holy Ghost tonight. Let us speak in tongues and prophesy and signs and wonders in your precious name, Lord. Lord, we know when the disciples were persecuted that they prayed and they said, oh Lord God, stretch forth thy mighty arm with signs and wonders and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. And the Bible says the place was shaken where they were. Lord, tonight move us again. Move every one of us again. Help us to seek thee afresh. Help us to turn to your price. For you said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. Lord, help us tonight to wait upon you. Help us to seek your face. Help us to pray and help us to confess you and say we're saved. Help us, Lord, to say we're saved. Help us, Lord, to say we're healed. Help us, Lord, to say we're filled with the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for healing. Thank you for salvation. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. And I believe you're the soon coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Savior, the healer, the baptizer, and the coming King. What a truth, Lord. What a tremendous statement. Help us to be a group of people
that your power is working amongst us. Help us to be a group of people, Lord, and when the gospel is preached amongst us, that signs and wonders will follow the preaching of the word. Lord, let it happen, we pray. This is your truth, and this is your word. Touch people that's not here tonight. Lord, we pray for Keith, that you'll touch your brother Keith, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. May the power of God go over him. May the power of God go upon him. May he know the anointing power of the Holy Ghost upon his life. Speak and move upon a brother Andrews. Bless him and touch him and encourage him. Amen. And strengthen him. I rebuke the devil over him. Yes, I pray you'll speak to him. I pray you'll draw him. I pray you'll move him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Bless those as away traveling and work, Ian and Edward and all the different ones, and our sisters and nurses. Bless them, Lord. Strengthen them and encourage them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. For any is laid aside sick tonight, may you bless them and may you strengthen them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Bless your sister Lynn, and she's in America at this time. Bless her and strengthen the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Make her a blessing. In Jesus Christ's name. Now, Lord, come amongst us tonight while we wait for you. Lord, come amongst us tonight. We welcome the Holy Spirit to come. We invite the Holy Spirit to come. We say, come, O Holy Spirit. Fill us afresh. Move us afresh. And grant that you bless your people tonight and meet their every need. You've promised, Lord, you would meet our needs. Lord, this is your word. This is your saying. This is your truth. We believe it. We confess it, that it's going to happen. We're saying it's going to take place. Lord, let it take place. Let it happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Bless now, undertake. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Just keep waiting on the Lord. Seek the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I just pray, Lord Jesus, that I would just guard my tongue. I pray, Lord Jesus, that if anything would come into my mind, Lord, or even